K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. This morning, breaking format, not your typical AJ and Ashley morning show, but all for a reason, and that is to help the community and all of us kind of share our feelings, open up about things that we are worried about.
And it's been definitely a tough morning, a little bit easier to talk about now as the morning has gone on, but I know we're all feeling a ton of emotions. It's happened in our own backyard. We've heard from Michael Ray, from John Rich, sharing their stories, their thoughts, and their love for Orlando. And right now we are joined by another Central Floridian feeling the effects of this. Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line, thank you so much for being with us on the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and how's it going, y'all?
It's not a day that we were looking forward to. Be honest with you, you know what I mean? These are the kind of shows that you always fear that's actually something that you have to deal with because there isn't really a manual on how to do it. You know what I mean? You just got to be honest, be open, be real. And we know that you growing up in Ormond Beach, you know, Central Florida, Orlando, K92.3, all part of your home. And, you know, this has affected everybody who lives here.
And the country and the world, yeah.
Man, yeah, it's way too close to home. Like you said, man, it's definitely in our backyard, you know, growing up in Ormond Beach, Daytona Beach. Orlando was only an hour away, you know, growing up, whether it was going to Wet n' Wild or a Magic game or Disney World, Orlando was a place that we went and we loved and knew all about. And, man, we're blown away. We're heartbroken. Yesterday I found out in Myrtle Beach, I was on the bus catching up on some news. And, man, it's super heavy. But one thing, you know, that has been amazing is all the people coming forward, helping out, giving blood, showing a sense of community and family and teamwork. And that's what Florida does. That's what, you know, this nation does. And it's amazing to see the strength and numbers that we do have when people come together and help. It has been amazing. So, you know, we just got to keep pushing through. And, you know, it's crazy.
Definitely. And I know that I talking to you would be a great thing because I know you and your wife, Brittany, are very spiritual people, very positive people about loving one another. And I think people being able to hear from you, Brian, you know, you've a ton of success with Florida Georgia Line. But at the end of the day, we're all the human race. And the way this shook Orlando, Central Florida, being able to hear from someone like you, I think means a lot to Central Florida. It means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. And I think your positivity too, and what you brought up is the coming together of Orlando, and that's what we know as Americans.
Absolutely, you know, I think we all feel it. No matter where you were yesterday in a different state, I was in Myrtle Beach, and I got family all over. We were getting texts, and my heart's in Florida. Our hearts are in Florida. We're praying really hard. Our whole families, everybody that's connected to us, and y'all. We're praying for y'all, sending good vibes down. The only answer, y'all, is love. So there's a huge, you know, opportunity for us and everybody around just to show love and to show that is the answer, you know. So, man, we're feeling it today still, and it is tough, and we just got to keep praying and staying positive.
It was interesting, too, yesterday because Ashley and I came in and we were joined by the other morning shows here, and our stations in Cox Media Group Orlando, and the fact that community coming together and seeing everybody here in Central Florida, even with so many of the transplants, I'm one of them, you know, grew up in Oklahoma and now call Florida my home. You know, I bought a first house, got kids here now. So, you know, you and Ashley are flow grown and, you know, this is your state. But then I think there are a lot of us yesterday, it changed for everyone who moved here from somewhere else because all of a sudden the pride kicks in and you're like, man, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
I live here. Yeah. My kids go to school here. You know what I mean? And it just, it doesn't sit well when people try to come in and do something like this in a city that's so amazing.
Man, it is an amazing city. It's a lively city. It's a beautiful city. There's a lot a lot of different types of beautiful people there. And that's what makes Orlando amazing. You know, there's a lot of people that go there to see why Orlando's got it going on. And, like you said, man, there's, I think a lot of people, whether you were born there or you moved there, like you said, there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of family, there's a sense of ownership of where you come from. And so I think that's the reason it's hitting so hard, man, because a lot of people, whether they have family there or they're calling Orlando home, I got a big old tattoo on the side of my ribs of the state of Florida. I couldn't be more proud to be from Florida, man. So, like, again, it's it's really, really heavy on my heart and on my mind. And if there's anything we can do, man, we're there. So,
well, thank you, Brian, for calling in this morning and for also taking the time out. I know you had a late night last night, and we really appreciate it, man. It means a lot.
Hey, anytime, man. We're praying for y'all, and we'll see y'all soon, man. Much love.
All right. Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line, a Central Floridian himself, feeling the effects that we all are this morning, and we will for the coming weeks. Thank you so much for joining us. And, Brian, hang on for us 1 second. Thank you.